this is the Paraplegics Podcast featuring Lucas and Nick. And what we have here is an exciting foray of things to discover in that. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, first up, we got a movie. The movie, it's not a movie actually, it's a TV show this time. What? And it's the new Netflix version of A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Quite a show. Overall, it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. It was average. Everybody else says it's the greatest thing they've ever watched, but
yeah,
it was not.
I feel like I'm kind of alone in my opinion. I thought it was absolutely garbage. I absolutely hated it. I thought it was one of the worst things, definitely the worst across any medium I've ever seen or watched or heard, experienced, really. I thought it was absolutely garbage. I know the dialogue is probably partly taken from the books. I haven't read the books, but a lot of the dialogue feels really awkward and clunky, and that's partly because of the acting. Like, I feel like the child actors or whatever, I don't think they did, like, a great job of, I don't know, conveying the, because I know people like the books.
I hated the story. I mean, it is based on the books, but they're so boring. Looking back now, because all it is repetitive. Oh, this guy, or these two kids, they lose their parents, and now they have to go live with some crazy dude. And then that guy dies, and now they have to go live with another dude. And that guy dies, and they gotta go live with another dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, watch only the two episodes, and you know the whole story.
Yeah, no, I think one of the issues I had with it was Neil Patrick Harris, actually. I felt like, so, he's basically mostly known, or at least recently mostly known, as Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. And I feel like when I was watching that show, to me, it just felt like he was Barney Stinson, but just trying to be really, really mean. That's what it felt like to me. He didn't really seem like someone who genuinely was, like, a terrible, mean person. To me, it felt like, and I think it's partly because of the fact that he's so, like, weirdly and unreasonably mean and rude, but to me it just didn't seem like, the way he acted didn't seem realistic.
And from like the old movie, I like Jim Carrey as Count Olaf, he was scary.
Yeah, I thought he worked better. Yeah. I think mainly it's just because I'm more used to seeing Jim Carrey more like kind of wacky roles.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, Barney Stinson is kind of a wacky character, and he does wacky things. So I don't know why it didn't work. I mean, I always liked Jim Carrey more than Barney Stinson, Neil Patrick Harris. So maybe he's just the better actor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, for our music choice, our album of the podcast, I guess, we have I Decided by Big Sean.
And it wasn't good, to say the least. There's one song, I think, in it.
Bigger Than Me.
Yeah, Bigger Than Me, that was...
I liked that one good. A lot. That had a really kind of anthemic chorus.
Yeah, yeah, I think they had a choir. Kind of
inspiring. Yeah, there's, it like, even said in the feature list that it had a choir.
Yeah, that was like, pretty cool. And everything else, though, his voice just made it bad.
He just has a really corny flow. That, I mean, some people make it work, like Childish Gambino, not on the latest one, but his older albums, Childish Gambino made it work, and kind of played along with that, but I don't know, it just felt not that great. There's another song I liked called Light, I think, and it had really nice, like, kind of synth notes as the melody in the background, but then his rapping just comes in, and it's like,
and it's, oh.
Like, literally, all the best parts of the album are not him. Except, so I'm not saying he's the worst part of the album, because in my opinion, the worst part was actually Eminem's feature. I'm not a fan of Eminem, so I guess maybe I'm alone on this one. But his feature was absolutely terrible. I thought it was horrible. I mean, I like some Eminem songs.
I only liked Recovery.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty decent album, actually.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm not a huge Eminem fan. I don't really get why people think he's like the goat of rapping. Of white rappers, probably, but there's not enough to really have any meaning. No, that song wasn't even good. Rap God's not a good song. People just like it because he raps fast. Rap God is a rap song for people who don't understand rap. They just hear fast rapping and they're like, ooh, he's talented. Not if the words mean absolutely fucking nothing. He, like, does... It's stupid. Also, we got... So that's it for I Decided About Big Sean. Overall, it's not that good. But, I mean, it's not absolute garbage. It's just not that good. Yeah. I mean, if you like that type of music, just listen to Drake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now for favorites. In honor of the Super Bowl, which is why our beginning song was like football, blah, blah, blah. In honor of the Super Bowl, which made me greatly depressed. Being a lifelong Falcons fan. But enough about that. Favorite sports movie will be our favorite of the podcast.
I guess I'll start with 42. Jackie Robinson.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it was good. It was quite good. It was like a bio of his whole life.
Yeah. And then, or not his whole life, well, just like when he started.
Yeah, yeah. And it showed the racism that he endured. Mm-hmm. And it was sad and uplifting at the same time.
It was a cool movie. I remember I wanted to see that when it came out.
Yeah.
And I heard it was okay. And then I eventually saw it for myself and I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah. And then Moneyball, second baseball movie here. Moneyball was really funny because it was about the Astros and how...
Not the Astros.
No, not the Astros. Oh, the A's.
Yeah.
The A's, yeah, the Athletics. Okay. They got this coach who did some really like crazy
general manager. The coach was
like cutting this up. So
Billy Bean or whatever.
Billy Bean. Yeah, and then he buys all the worst players
or yeah.
what were perceived to be the worst players.
And they're looking at like one stat or whatever. Yeah. And it was completely based on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then The Blind Side. That was Sandra Bullock.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
That was like one of my first like favorite movies, which is kind of funny because probably my favorite sports movie, I don't know about number one anymore, but it used to be Warrior when that first came out with Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton, something like that, came out, I think, I want to say 2011. That was like the first movie that I like declared as my favorite movie when I saw it. I was like, this is my favorite movie. And then I started like paying attention to what my favorite movie is. But not anymore. It's definitely not even like top 20 for me now. But that's just because I've seen it multiple times. And for me, seeing something over and over makes it worse. Unless it's, I don't know, some movies and like some songs I really like and I can listen to over and over. Like anything by The Strokes, I can listen to over and over. I can watch any Toy Story movie or School of Rock. I can watch those over and over. Anyways. And then I also really like Rudy. It's a classic.
Never seen that.
Never seen Rudy?
No.
I would give it a watch. And then lastly, my all-time favorite sports movie. Though I do like Moneyball a lot, but I'm going to go with The Sandlot.
Sandlot was good.
I absolutely love the movie. It's like the most... Even though I obviously didn't live in like that kind of like 50s, 60s-ish era... Or I guess it's more 40s, 50s, not important. Even though I didn't live in that era, it just feels like super nostalgic because it's just like no worries in the summer just playing ball.
Mm-hmm. Until the big evil dog is there.
Yeah, it's funny.
It was a great movie though. And yeah. I think one of my dad's favorite movies.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
And but I think that's going to do it for the podcast for now. So we'll see you later.